Week 1, Monday, 6th. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Why such a stilted verse form? Don't ask me. I'm no Walt Whitman. My ideas arise out of the limits of the rhymes. The size and shape of what I do just seems to be what's there in these seeds' possibility. I'm just the dirt. They grow before my eyes, and what I see sometimes, to my surprise, is that the limits are what sets them free. But isn't that the way with all we seek? To ride in all directions is absurd. With too much freedom, we become all thumbs, and nothing good gets done. And when it comes to that, why, even God's almighty word himself became a sonnet, so to speak. God comes with power to give his people their rights. Psalm 7, Part 1. Yahweh, my God, you are the one I trust. Please save me from everyone who is after me and rescue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and leave me there in pieces if no one sets me free. Yahweh, my God, if this is what I have done, if my hands have done evil, if I paid back with harm someone who was at peace with me, or looted my enemy when I had no provocation, then have my opponents come after me and catch me, and trample my life into the ground, and bury my honor in the dirt. Please, Yahweh, take action on your anger, and wake up against my enemy's fury. Please come forward and hand down the sentence you have commanded, so that many, many peoples will gather round you, and you will once again take your place over them. Yahweh is the one to be judge over every people. So give me the verdict, Yahweh, my virtue deserves, one that fits my honesty. Please let there be an end to the wrong these evil people do, and be the support of decent folk. The God of virtue is the one to evaluate hearts and minds. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. God comes with power to give his people their rights. God is our judge, and is strong and just. He saves people whose hearts are honest. Part 2. And God is my attorney for the defense, because he saves people whose hearts are honest. He is a just judge, and every day becomes enraged at those who do wrong unless they turn back to him. He sharpens his sword, bends the bow to the string, and tests it. He gets all his deadly weapons ready, and tips his arrows with fire. And here is a man who is pregnant with evil, has conceived malice and given birth to lies. He made a pit and hollowed it out. And now he falls into the hole he dug. Yes, his mischief recoils upon himself, and his violence comes down upon his own head. And I will praise Yahweh for his justice, singing my songs to the honor of Yahweh, the Supreme. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Reading, James 1, 19-20 and 26. Every person ought to be quick to listen and slow to speak, and slow to become angry. A man's anger does not perform acts of God's virtue. Anyone who thinks he is devout without reining in his tongue, and by not doing so, letting his heart be blinded, has a devoutness that is a sham. I will bless the Master my whole life long with a song of praise always on my lips. Dear Father, the harvest belongs to you, just as the vineyard is yours. You assign the tasks and pay a salary that is just. Please help us to meet the day's responsibilities, and do not let anything separate us from your love. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.